Some people called it Flagler's Folly. The extension of the Florida East Coast Railway required laying track and building bridges through marshes and mangrove swamps and across open sea. Workers from all over the world dealt with heat, mosquitoes, and three hurricanes. The storms delivered major setbacks to the project between 1906 and 1910, so it must have been a celebration to remember when the first official train rolled into Key West. Flagler, who was 82 and in failing health, was helped from his private car. Looking around, he whispered to his aides, "Now I can die fulfilled." By 1912, the year of the celebration, Joseph Washington Knowles of Fort Pierce had already been an engineer on Flagler's Railroad for many years. Former St. Lucie County Sheriff Bobby Knowles is his grandson.
He was a living legend on that railroad because of his longevity. He started in about 1898, and he ran his last engine in 1952. So for 54 years, this guy ran up and down the coast of Florida. And he also is the engineer that ran the first engine across the tracks in the Key West.
Is that the one that brought Flagler to Key West for the big celebration?
That's correct.
Bobby Knowles has a clear recollection of his grandfather in later years.
He was quite a gentleman. He was very tall, always wore engineer coveralls, a blue long-sleeve shirt, a typical engineer, an engineer hat, a watch in his watch pocket. That was the only clothes I can remember him wearing until my grandmother and he had their 50th wedding anniversary, and he had on a dark suit for that.
You mean even after he retired?
Even after he retired. As a matter of fact, I don't think he had a driver's license. He built a house at 710 Orange Avenue. And, of course, the depot was on 2nd Street. So he would walk from home to the depot. I'm sure he didn't have a driver's license. As a matter of fact, I would have known. Never saw him drive. But he was just an engineer and a train man through and through. And when he retired, he would go down to the depot every day and sit on the benches there and talk with the other old-timers, and they'd listen for the trains to come in. They'd look at their watches, and they would say either number 9 is on time or it's 2 minutes late, you know, just typical railroad talk. He really didn't have any hobbies because he just ran an engine for so long that when he retired, he was, you know, he was getting up there in years, but he would still go down to the depot. And as a matter of fact, his last hurrah is, I guess he couldn't stand it one day, and he actually got on a engine in the yard, and he ran it up and down the yard for a while.
Oh, he did. Nobody stopped him.
No, they knew who he was, and fortunately, I mean, he could run an engine fine, but, you know, back in those days, everybody knew everybody, and I guess he just wanted to do it one more time.
Railroading stayed in the family's blood.
He and my grandmother had 5 boys. My father was the youngest of the 5, and my father and the oldest boy actually worked for the railroad also.
Bobby Knowles served as sheriff of St. Lucie County from 1985 until he retired in 2001. And a footnote, Flagler had big plans for his overseas railroad. An ad called it the fast, convenient, scenic route to Havana. Travelers from the Northeast would take the train to Key West and then a steamship to Cuba. Then, in 1935, a killer hurricane swept through the Upper Keys, destroying 40 miles of Flagler's track. A tidal wave swept over a rescue train and caused it to topple over. Henry Flagler's Key West extension was never rebuilt. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.